I would like to discuss the topic of the Aseres B'nei Haman. The way it's written, two columns. And really, I want to use that as a springboard to talk about all of the Shirois in the Torah. Everything I'm telling you is coming from this new Sefer that we started yesterday, Paradeis Yosef HaChodosh, on Purim. He has here a few chapters. It's very, very fascinating stuff. Very fascinating stuff about the Tzuras, Kesivas, HaShirois, Shebetanach. There are multiple Shirois in Tanach. Let's just throw them out. Hazinu, right? Shiras Hazinu. That's probably the only, I think that's the most prominent one, because that's the one that it says, the Torah says, V'yata kisvul chemes HaShira HaZois, V'lamada es b'nei Yisrael simo b'tiyem. And then it's Beshalach, Shiras Hayam. That's probably the most prominent one. But to say, Oz Yoshua is a Shira Hazos. I take it back. Shiras Hayam is really the most prominent. Hazinu. We have Shiras Devoira. When we have Shiras the Be'er, Ali Be'er, Enulos only one. But that's not written anything. That's the way it's written is written, just not written anything special. So let's put that aside. We have the Aseres B'nei Haman. They're written in two columns. We have. We have Shiras David. Shiras David, which appears in two places, appears in Tehillim and appears in Sefer very end of Shmuel. And we have the Shira of Koheles, the Eitim, the 24 Eitim, Eis Laledes, Eis Lamus, Eis Latas, Eis Lakonatua, the 24 Eitim, which are written in two columns. We have the Shira in Yehoshua, the 31 kings. Each king is listed in the beginning of the line, and the word Echad is listed at the end of the line. It's written in a unique tsura. Did we leave anything out? What?
Shia of Miriam.
No, Miriam is part of Shira Sayan. It's part of Shira Sayan. What did you say? Shiras Devorah. Oz Yashir, Shiras Moshe, Shiras Devorah, Shiras David. No, there are 10 shiros in jail, shirashirim, but I'm talking about that are written in a unique form. Either it's written like shiras hayam, which is, we'll discuss in detail, which is like bricks are laid with open spaces, or it's written in two columns. Basically, all of the shiros that we have are written in one of these two forms. Shiras, let's go through them. Shiras hayam is written like bricks, I call it bricks. Shiras devoira is written like bricks, that's clear, according to all opinions. Shiras devoira is written like bricks. Abdomas is not a targum. That's a piyuf. Tanakh. Okay. So those are written like bricks. Okay. And now everything else, if I'm not mistaken, is written. So Shiras David. That's a machloikis that I've spoken there many times. Shiras David in Sefer Shmuel is it written like bricks or is it written as two columns? So traditionally, it's written like bricks. However, in Keter, Aram Tzoiva, in the Aleppo Codex, it's written as two columns. Okay. Now, what about everything else is written as two columns? Haman, Shiras Haman, the 10 sons of Haman, two columns. The 31 kings of Canaan in Sefer Yeshua, two columns. The Koheles, two columns. Hazinu, two columns. I think we got them all. So now, what is this all about? So first of all, the key site is the Gemara says it all comes from the Gemara Masechta Megillah. This is where it all starts. So I'm just going to throw out ideas. I don't have anything over here, any chidushim, anything that is complete. Just to throw out some ideas that we should be aware of when we think about how these shiros are written, and some nafkaminis lahalacha, and some things you can pay attention to when you get an aliyah for Paras Hazinu, and when you look at your Megillah, you can pay attention right away to see what's going on. You'll see there are many different ways to write the Aseres B'nei Haman, which all depend upon some of these seders that we're going to attempt to present now. The Gemara Masech Megillah says, Amar Rabbi Hanina, Bar Papa, Dorash Rabbi Shila Ba'ish Kfar Tam Rata, Kol Hashirois Kulon, every single Shira, Nichtavois, Oriach al gabe levena, the levena al gabe oriach. Every word is very precise, which we're not going to be able to go decipher because this is repetition. Let's just say oriach gabe levena. No, it has to say nochamol. U levena al gabe oriach. Chutz. This is the Gemara. Our girsa. There are many girsas in the Gemara, which makes things very, very confusing. Chutz mishira zo. What's shira zo? Haman. Would you ever call the Aseres B'nei Haman a Shira?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Not in a million years, not me.
I was going
to ask you. The Aseres B'nei Haman. It's a Shira? Yeah. Just because there are two columns of Shira? Well, it's a Beferish of Gemara. It's explicit. Open Gemara. Chutz Mishira Zo, Umalche Kinan. Also in the Gemara, at least in our gears, some don't have this in the Gemara. If you don't have that in the Gemara, it makes it a lot easier. Malchei Kenan. What about Hazinu? How come the Gemara didn't say Hazinu? Except for Haman, and except for Malchei Kenan, She'oriach al gabi oriach. It's an oriach on top of an oriach. U'levena al gabi levena. Why my taima? She'loi tehe tekoma? Tekuma? I think it's Tekoma? Tekuma? You sure it's Tekuma? Tekoma? I think it's right after Tekoma.
What? Tekoma is a city in Washington. Tekuma.
Tekuma? Tekuma means to stand. They should not have a permanence. Tekuma limapolasan. If you have two columns, they can't support each other. Eventually, they're going to crash. They're going to crash. It's going to collapse. Bricks. It's chokhma. Bricks. They support each other. It's going to remain solid.
Not everybody says Hazinu is the Hestivri Ashira Zos. It's Machlokas. If Hazinu is
the whole Torah
is... Or is talking about
okay, a lot of there are a lot more questions, infinitely more questions than there are answers.
What's the idea of riach? What is that?
Oh, excellent! What is the riach? So we have here these are the yisoides. Anyone that talks about this topic, if they don't mention these yisoides or these code words, I don't understand any of this. Don't get me wrong, I'm just throwing out just words. Then you haven't done justice. What is an riach and what is a levena? So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What exactly does Rashi mean? Is an encyclopedia. Rashi says a few words, and you have a long list of Rishonim, even Rishonim, later Rishonim, and certainly Acharonim, are coming to explain to us, this is what Rashi meant. Let me tell you what Rashi means. I'll tell you. Rabbeinu Tam is the same thing. He says his opinion, and you have a long list, a collection of Rishonim and Achronim, and are coming to tell you, let me explain to you what Rabbeinu Tam meant. Rashi basically says, or Riach, I'm reading you the words of Rashi, Hu HaKisav. These are his words. And a Riach is the text. Levena, Hu Cholok, is the blank space.
It's the opposite of what you...
Levena is white.
Doesn't
Levena mean white?
Cholok means blank space, empty space, empty space, empty space. Now, what is a levena? Well, everyone here learned daf yomi. Everyone on the Zoom is learning daf yomi better than me. So daf yomi is the sugya with all the bricks. The Gemara has all different sizes, 3, 6, gavil, gozis, you shave off all the different sizes. So let's talk about two more terms, arich and levena. Levena, cholok, and the levena is the blank space, shu kiflayim. Minaksav, because vihoriach is chatze levena. A levena is 3 tzvachim, if I'm not mistaken, and a riach is a tefach and a half. So an riach is chatze levena. So therefore, according to Rashi, very simple, that the text is the oriach, the text is half, and the blank space is double. Okay? The blank space, the empty space, is double. So that, let's try to figure out on our own before we even look at what it says in the Rishonim. Okay? Because whatever we're going to say, you'll find 100 shitas. So we can even just talk off the top of our heads. You have ace ish, the ace parsha and dasa. Think of the top of the Megillah, the first one on the Megillah. The way, and that's also a topic of discussion. Exactly what to do, but let's just make it very simple. On the top of the Megillah, on that column, it says the word ish, and then there's a lot of blank space. And then it says the ace, and the next word is parshandasa. The ace, dalfein, right? What's the next one? Dalfein. The ace. So we have the list of names on the right side, and we have the word the ace on the left side. L'cha'oir, according to Rashi, the word the ace, those 11 v'aces, really 10. Plus with aseres, that's the oriach, that's the ksav, the parshandosa, dalfon, asposa, all those names, all the 10 names, those are all the oriach, that's the text, which means the levena is the blank space, which means the blank space in the middle of the aseres b'nei Haman is double.
Right.
Now let me ask you, double what? Double parshandosa, or double the ace? Or double the combined width of Parshandasa and Ace. So believe it or not, there are different minhagim. And when you open up a Megillah, you look at your Megillah, your Megillah, you will notice, take two Megillahs, and no two Megillahs are the same. Today things have become more standardized. So I don't really know, but certainly years ago it was not standardized. And even today it's not absolute standard, different minhagim. Sometimes you'll see a very wide gap between, a lot of cloth between the names and the ace. And sometimes you'll see a very small gap. And it's not even double, not even necessarily double.
Longer name.
It's not necessarily double, even the name itself, which looks, that's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So if people who want to be Mekayim Rashi, in all his glory, Rashi, in all of Rashi's glory, they're going to have a massive amount of space between the right column and the left column, which is not so simple. First of all, when you're letting the Megillah, it's much, much harder to move your eyes back and forth, back and forth. So therefore, you're letting it about Peh, half the time, and that's not it's yotze b'diyeva, but it's not a milah to go. Yeah.
I always thought the way it worked, and you can correct me here, that each column was up against the margin on either side.
Yeah, it is.
So that's not governing.
No, you make the margin narrower. You can expand or contract.
It is against the margin. It's justified.
The variable is the size of the column.
Yeah.
The size of the total.
You have to make the column wider than a regular column because you have to have, according to Rashi, the Levena is the blank space in between the words.
Yeah.
And the Levena, Rashi says, is double. A Levena is three tefachim and an arich is tefach v'chatzi.
To accommodate the total number of letters on that line,
right,
then the column has to be expanded?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. That's one opinion. Now, who says it has to be double both to get the word Parshat Nos? Maybe what it means double the combination of Parshat Nos and the word of the ace. So then you don't have, doesn't have to be that
you
much space. You have to make the proper calculation.
You can write Parshat Nos thinner than Dalfa.
Okay, so we're going to come to some of these ideas in a moment. This is just a very basic tip, the basic raw yisod of Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says, Oriach and Levena both refer to Kisav, the text. The difference between Oriach and Levena is there are words that are small words, and there are words that are big words. Ace is an Oriach. It's only two letters. Parshandasa is a Levena. It's a very big word. The word Parshandasa is double the size of the word ace. It has nothing to do with the blank space. According to the Perish Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara says that all of the Shiras are written, Ariach, Levena, Levena, Ariach. And when it comes to this Shira and the Shira of Aser Nehaman, has nothing to do with blank space. It has to do with the size of the words. Parshandasa, all of the big words are lined up one on top of the other, and all of the small words are lined up one on top of the other. How much space is there in between? Make it as small as possible. Why do you have to waste good parchment? Why do you have to make it hard for the Balakriya to go and jump back and forth? You can make the margins very narrow and just have them all lined up. Now there is a nafkamina according to Rabbeinu Tam. I'm just throwing out some ideas, and that is according to Rabbeinu Tam. The reason why we do this is shaloite to kumul and shalom. We want all the names to be aligned, stacked one on top of the other, which according to Rabbeinu Tam would have the advantage is that you have to expand and contract the names so that they're exactly justified. You look in some Megillahs. In some Megillahs, take out three, four Megillahs, I guarantee you'll see the difference. In some Megillahs, the Sefer just writes the name, the regular size of the letter, whatever it takes up. Parshat Nos takes up this amount of letters, this name takes a few, a little small. It's not justified. It's justified along the right edge. It's justified, but the name itself. But according to those who are medactic in Rabbeinu Tam, since when it says Levena, Agabi Levena, means the name should be one Levena on top of the other Levena, so that Shaloi Tehei Tekuma Lemapalasim Shel Rishoyim, if you really want all of it to collapse, it's ideal that they're exactly the same size. Because in the laws of physics, if you have one brick is a little bit smaller than another brick, when they're piled up, it's stronger. I don't know why this is so, especially on the bottom. On the bottom, you have a very wide brick. And then on top of that, you have a brick that's less wide. So the second brick has a very firm foundation upon the bottom brick. Even as you go up, each brick's foundation will all depend on what's underneath it. But if they're all exactly the same, you stack up 11 bricks
right.
exactly, that, I don't know the laws of physics, but
it would
that
be
is
prone to fall.
Prone to fall more so than if the bricks were not exactly the same size. Why is that so? Maybe it depends on where they're, how they're located.
That's the symbolic meaning of that's the symbolism of the columns.
According to Rashi, there's no such thing. According to Rashi, there's no such thing as having all the names justified. So you go to the Megillah, and you see in the Megillah, let's see the Megillah, and you'll see in the Megillah that all the names are justified. That is only because the Sefer is working with the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Because according to Rashi, there's no such thing to have to expand the letters, you know, a resh, a chaf, a base. There's no such thing. Only according to Rabbeinu Tam is there such a thing that it should be justified. And if you also, but if according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need to have a lot of space in between the column of the names and the column of the ace. If you're going to see both together, if you're going to have a Megillah where the names are all justified, plus there's a large gap between column on the right and the column on the left, they're trying to mekayim both Rashi and Tosfos together.
Do the letters have to be written in the right order?
No, in the Megillah, not. In the Megillah, there's no halakha sidra.
They leave a space and then extend the letter to make sure it reads.
Yes, that's how they do. They have today, it's much more sophisticated. They have today guides. They have photocopies, special tools they use today. We're basically with number system. It's very sophisticated.
They're not copying off another sefer.
They're copying off a special guide. Every sefer today, they when you buy your supplies, they have it's like a photocopy. We depending on what size you're writing, everything is standardized today.
Stencil.
No one today is making their own cloth. No one today is doing the sirtut. Today you go into a shop. I want to buy a Megillah. Okay, how many lines? Standardized. 11 line Megillah, a 40, a 42, 48. It's all standardized.
They don't even ask you that. They just ask you.
Everything is standardized. Everything. And then they give you the guide. The guide where it's already shows you what it should look like. And it gives you a number. There are numbers which give you a fair, how much space to help you out.
How many variations are there?
Not that many. Maybe 5, 10. Not that many. It's tefillin also. Tefillin and mezuzos, it's standardized. Everything is standardized today. A sefer tzvei Torah also, it's standardized. There's no one today doing their own thing. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, everyone did their own thing. They make their own parchment, they make their own sirtut, they write how they want to write, where it ends, where it starts. Now, it's an industry.
For my son's bar mitzvah, I had my tefillin checked. I checked before, and he said that my tefillin, he said basically were kosher, but we don't accept that style anymore. It was my father's tefillin, so it must have been from the 1920s. He said some of the lines ran up. You know, they didn't write in a straight line. They would continue. They ran out of room. They would go a little longer, and they'd go up a line, and, you know, they squeezed it in. He said it wasn't that it wasn't kosher, but we don't accept that style.
Today there's a higher standard.
I have tefillin from the 1910s, too.
It's an industry. Industry standards today.
Well, if you're a Machmir, you have to do Megillahs. That's what the Rashi and the Rebbe.
No. You can even have in one tefillin. Like tefillin. Okay. Okay. Now let's go now. That is another interpretation in Rashi. Now, I don't have a grasp. Maybe this. Some our opinions are on some hold that when Rashi says that the blank space is the Levena, Rashi does not mean the blank space in between. Rashi means the blank space below. So, and what does it mean double? It means when you combine the word with the blank space, now that is double of the text. In other words, let's talk about Shiras Hayam. Oz Yashir Moshe. We all know what that looks like. It's like bricks. Really like bricks. So you'll have, wherever you'll have a text. And then below the text will be resting on the tip, on a word beneath it. But most of the text or the word is hanging pretty much. Underneath it, there's nothing there. The width, the height of the text, plus the blank space below it, that is called levena. Rashi does not mean that the ariach is the text. The levena is the blank space. Some Farshim learn Rashi. Rashi, when he says blank space, it's not the blank space. The blank space, the horizontal blank space. It's the vertical blank space that is beneath the words. And that means that when it says that it's double, well, when you have a blank line, and you have text, and the blank line is shayach to the text above it, because it's also, then that is double than the height of just text alone. That's all it means. According to that interpretation, when you're dealing with width, how much space you need in between one and the other, you don't have to have double. There's no need to have double. When it comes to the Megillah, you don't have to have double between the two columns. All of the text is one on top of the other, and all of the blank space is all right down the center. That's in Ariach Gabi Ariach Gabi Levena. All of the Ariach is lined up, and all of the blank space is lined up. But it does not tell us anything whatsoever. There has to be double space in between the text and the words. The column, according to Rashi, can also be very narrow. It's a novel, and this is how the Meiri learns simple translation of the words of Rashi. Now, here's the very big problem. The very big problem is Sam Shna Megillah. Because the Megillah, it's not so hard to have double the space between the Parsha Nasa. Let's talk about Oz Yashir. In Oz Yashir, you don't have, in the average Sefer Torah, a kosher Sefer Torah according to Rashi. In Oz Yashir, how do we write Oz Yashir? The first line is Vayomru Leimar. We divide up the text into three parts. Vayomru Leimar, blank space. Ashur Lashem Ki Go'o Go'o, and then blank space, and then Sus. We take one line and we divide that one text into three parts. Put one at one end, one at the other end, and put a chunk in the center. The next line, we divide the two parts. We put one like bricks. We put one over here, one over there, and the blank is in the middle. The next line, we alternate. Three. We take the text goes from three parts to two parts, three parts to two parts, and in between three parts, there's going to be two blank spaces. In between two parts, there's going to be one blank space.
It has to be written in order for the Torah.
Yeah, no, Torah does not. Torah does not need to be written kesidra. Does not need to be kesidra. No, only to fill in.
That's why you can set up the template.
That's why you can fix it.
Before you write the words.
You can write backwards. The Torah does not only fill in a mezuzah, have to be written kesidra.
That's why you can fix it.
So here is the problem. When you go to take, let's say, for example, the first line, Vayomru Leimar, blank space, Ashur Lashem Ki Go'o Go'o, blank space, Sus. There is no way you're going to have blank space between Leimar and the word Ashira, and between the word Go'o and the word Sus, double the blank space than the text. Rashi tells us Ariach is text. Levena is cholok. Levena is double the Ariach, which simply means, not going with the Meiri, we're going with very simple interpretation, is that when you write one line, one horizontal line, the amount, when you're writing the Shira, the amount of blank space has to be double. Whenever you have the Levena, which means the blank space has to be double the amount of space that's taken up by the width of the text. So in the Megillah, it's no big deal. Because in the Megillah, we have Parshandasa V'Eis. So the Parshandasa and the word V'Eis is the Ariach. And the blank space in between is the Levena. So if you want to have, you can widen the margins of the Megillah. You have the amount of blank space that you'll have in between will be double the amount of space that you have for the text of the word Parshandos and the word Yes. But in Shiras Hayam, we have not come across a Sefer Torah, at least not that I'm aware of, maybe there are Sefer Torah like this, where we're makbid that when you're writing the Shira and you're starting off with the first line, which has three portions to it, part one, part two, and part three, and in between each one of these portions there's going to be a blank space, there's not enough room when you make that blank space that blank space should be double the amount of text. Even if you'll combine the two blank spaces together, it's not going to be double the text. So Lecha'ira, our Sefer Torah, are not following the opinion of Rashi. It fits like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that you have a text that's short, and you have a text that's long. And indeed, in our Sefer Torah, in the ends, you have text that's relatively small, and the text in the middle is double the size. And then the end, again, is small. So you have Ashvayom Uleimar is short, that's an Ariach. In the center, you have all these words, Ashur Lashem Ki Go'o Go'o, that's the Levena. And then the very end of the wall line, you have the word Sus, that's the Ariach. So yeah, and then it's lined up, and then the next line is just the opposite. The short text is resting upon text that's very wide, and the text that's in the middle
It can be done, but it's very difficult.
You have to have very, very massive.
Is the aseda that the words have to be?
Of course, in the Shira.
No, in the bigger part, it could be two words.
Well, the Rambam, by the way, the Rambam, in fact, standardized, even though the Rambam did not in any way standardize how Sifrei Torah are to be written, and we know that all the old Sifrei Torah, it's the Wild West. Okay, today a Sefer Torah, if it's not done according to the standard that's accepted today, no one's gonna spend time writing a Sefer Torah today, because everything today is for business. No one's gonna buy a Sefer Torah today that's not according to the standard.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you have a tikkun koyrin, the way we laid it, the way you expect to see it, that's the way it is today. No one's gonna touch it. So why would you go spend a whole year or half a year writing a Sefer Torah when no one's gonna touch a Sefer Torah? 50 years ago, it wasn't standardized yet. So people did whatever they wanted to do.
From Europe.
Okay, so the Rambam, though, going back 1,000 years, 700 years, standardized the Shira.
You're standardized.
Standardized. 30 lines. 30 lines. And in fact, there are a lot of problems with the Rambam because we don't do what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the first line of the Shira is two sections. You start the bricks. A brick here, a brick here. The second line are three bricks. Alice Sifrei Torah, not like the Rambam. It's a pella. Shulchan Aruch also, Yerodea. It's a pella. Our Sifrei Torah are not like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says the first line, 30 lines we do. We still do 30 lines. But the first line is supposed to be two and then three. Two, then three. Our Sifrei Torah start with three and then two. Why? I have no idea. He brings down Tzarchim, why it's not that. But problem is, our Sifrei Torah are not like Rashi. Take note of that, because now the blank space is not according to Rashi. All right, there's a lot more, but we're out of time. Maybe we'll do a little tomorrow. Let's take some more things. Just to know some interesting things. When it comes to the Shira of Haman, the word Ve'es is unique. It's very unique in that the word Ve'es on each line brings you to the next line. Whereas in the Shir of Koheles, Eis Laledes, Eis Lamos, the end of the line is the end. Is the end. The Shir of the Malchei Kenan, when you get to the end, it's the end of a sentence. The Shir of Hazinu, there are many words. Sometimes it comes to an end, sometimes not. Sometimes it carries over, sometimes it does not. Shira Stavr also sometimes carries over, sometimes it does not. So therefore, it's interesting. Even though when you have a Shira, and they all seem to be exactly the same, they're not all exactly the same. Because when you take into account how the Shira is written, there's a certain flow, there's a certain message of where it ends. It ends on the end of the line. It's psuchos and stumos. There are other issues, and they're not exactly the same. The Shira of Haman, the fact that it's leading into, it's zigzagging, you're leading into the next line, is also a chiddush. Exactly, that's the point I want to make. Is that there's a uniqueness in the Shira of Haman, of the Aseret Nevi'im, in that they're all interconnected.
Yeah.
Unlike the 24 Itim, unlike the 24 Malachi Kanan, unlike Hazinu, where they're not connected. Every line is a line by itself. Then you start a new line, and a new line, and a new line. Here you can't understand the plastic unless you go into the next Ve'eis, because it's taking you to the next line. Okay, also is interesting is that the Megillah, there are no blank lines before and after. Okay, it's our minhag to write the Megillah, our minhag that it's standard onto one column. It doesn't have to be like that. That's a sugya in itself, that according to many opinions, you can write the Aseret right smack in the middle. Smack in the middle. Or you can, or the bottom. Or you can start, they should all be together at least. It shouldn't span two columns, but it doesn't have to be the whole column to make it giant size font. You could have it in the middle.
It's the Gra.
That's the Gra. She did the Gra 11 lines that changed the whole Megillah. Right? But it doesn't have to necessarily be this. But you don't need to have blank lines before and blank lines after. Unlike Shiras Hayam, Shiras Hazinu, all the other Shiras in the Torah, the same Torah is puzzle.
Yes.
If you don't have a blank line before Shiras Hayam, before Shiras Devaira, before Shiras Hazinu, it's puzzle. You have to have a blank line. That blank line speaks volumes. Why do you have to have an entire blank line? So this is also a unique feature, a unique character to the Shira of Haman, where you don't need the blank line. Okay, the other things, maybe we'll do tomorrow, maybe not, we'll see. We'll leave it for now with this.